الرحمن الرحيم. We are still in this chapter in which it is discussed that how important it is to follow the sunnahs, and we shouldn't think of the sunnah just as something light, but we should pay due importance to it. In that we read the hadith about the sunnah of straightening the safs when we make namaz. That is also very important, and unfortunately good people also, we don't pay attention to it. We just stand just as we are, behind the line, in front of the line, and the sunnah, we don't think about it. The sunnah is very important, and every sunnah, like miswak, straightening the surfs, every sunnah is absolutely important. So with regard to that, a commentary, the command to straighten your rows means that those performing congregational jamaat namaz should stand in a straight line next to each other. We should all stand in one line, and the lines are quite clear on the musalla, so it's very easy just to see that our heels, the end of our heels, are on the line. Then automatically the whole saf will be straight, and there should be no gaps. And by gaps it is meant that not even a millimeter, our shoulders should be touching one another. There shouldn't be gaps in between. That is also what we are very negligent about. We don't consider that, and we stand with spaces between us. And in that, then shaitan comes in between, and then we wonder why we can't concentrate in namaz. Because shaitan is there, and he makes us think of all other things. A warning from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this regard indicates the importance of this instruction. That Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you don't straighten yourselves, Allah will cause division amongst you. Now the infighting that we have, the disunity we have, actually stems from here, from the masjid, when we don't make ourselves straight. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alaihi said that creating friction between your hearts, which comes in the hadith, that if you don't stand straight, it will create friction between your heart. This means that people will be afflicted with enmity. Now you'll find that you have hatred for one another, dislike for one another, and conflicting views. All this is, we will think that because we got different views and that, but it is because we're not standing in a straight saf. In other words, the external disparity will result in internal conflict. Because, yeah, we are not standing correctly, then we will have conflict and we will disagree with one another. And this will also result that some people will bring new ideas in deen, and the others will want to follow the original, and then there will be conflict there. And all this starts from when we don't stand in a straight saf. Viewed from a wider perspective, just as Muslims need to show uniformity and discipline in salah, they also need to be united in their utterances, intentions and objectives. Namaz teaches us every aspect of our life. For example, when we go in ruku and sajda, we bow down, so actually it should be the whole life. Every other, all actions we do, we should also surrender to Allah and bow down to His commandment. Our business must be according to the commands of Allah. Our family life must be according to the commands of Allah. Namaz reminds us this 5 times a day, that do what Allah wants you to do. So just like that, when we straighten the saf and we bring uniformity and unity amongst us, and we stand close one to one another, like that out of namaz the whole day, we should be also brothers unto one another. And we should also stand up for one another. The training of unity in salah should be extended to all aspects of life. It isn't only in namaz that we should stand like we are all united together, next to one another, and in a very, very, very uniform and a very particular matter in a straight line. Like that, the rest of our lives also we should be united like that. And we should stand in such a way that no enemy, shaitan, the West, the Jews, Christians, nobody can penetrate us. But because we are not standing properly in namaz, they are penetrating us and causing all the division between us. Viewed from a wider, the training of unity in salah should be extended to all aspects of life. If we make our namaz properly, namaz itself, as Allah says, inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. If we make namaz and we do it correctly, we will see that we will get saved from fahsha and munkar. Lewd sins related to sexual matters, sins and all other munkarat also, all wrong things. And if we find these things are not leaving our lives, we are involved in all these sins, whether it is in fantasizing, whether it is in porn or whatever, then we should realize that our namaz is not correct. For namaz is the thing that it will correct all these things. And then we should work on correcting our namaz. And if we find that we are correcting, we are seeing our sins, and we are correcting them, then that is a good sign that our namaz is being corrected. It is permissible to speak in the period between the iqama and the commencement of salah. Like here we read in the hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was about to start the namaz and say Allahu Akbar, when he noticed one sahabi was standing a bit out of line, and then he corrected him. So from here the ulama has deduced that after iqama, what takbir is said, and before the takbir of the imam when he starts his namaz, if there is some necessity, and especially with regard to namaz itself, and from the imam, he is permitted to speak at such a time. Some ulama have allowed speaking regarding other matters as well. However, in such a case, it is recommended that the takbir, the iqama, should be repeated. If some other matters are discussed at that time, not something relating to namaz, then we should repeat the iqama again. In other words, after the takbir, there should be no delay in the takbir of the imam. Once the takbir is over, the imam should start with his namaz. But where necessity, if for example, he announces that straighten the sifs, or that fill in the gaps, etc., then for the imam it will be permitted and the iqama will not have to be repeated. May Allah give us the understanding of our deen and to follow our deen, inshallah. Subhanallah. Subhanallah.